USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ongoing efforts continue to help Americans abroad get home as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have repatriated over 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries.
During a State Department briefing, Pompeo also says the United States is continuing to aid other countries who are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic.
We've now made available total of number $274 million in funding to as many as 64 countries. That money will go to some of the world's most at-risk peoples.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer wrote to Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday telling them he cannot set a date for the House to reconvene for business after adjourning because of the coronavirus. Hoyer also told lawmakers they may have to make up for workdays lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.